إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ثم بعد قال نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما الأعمال بالنيات أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام The hadith of first hadith in Bukhari narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه which we are all aware of, where Rasulullah said, the outcome of the deed is based on its intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ Verily, the deeds are based on their intention. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide the value of our actions based on the sincerity with which we have done them. If you read this hadith along with the other hadith, which is called the hadith of Thalath, the hadith of the three, where Rasulullah ﷺ said that three people, the first three people to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, the first of them will be a scholar, an alim, who will be asked, what did you do? And he will say that I learnt your kalam, I learnt the Quran, and I learnt Islam, and I taught Islam, and I did this to please you. And it will be said to him that you are lying. You did this so that the eyes of people will be drawn towards you. You did this so that you will get name and fame. And this was done. And here there is nothing for you. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, that alim, that scholar will be thrown into the hellfire. Allahumma, Allahumma fizna for all of us, inshallah, may Allah protect us from this. So what was the issue there? The issue was not that the man was doing evil. The issue was not that he was committing haram. The issue was that his action lacked sincerity. His action was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His action was for himself, riya, which amounts to shirk. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a second person will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who would have been in life a philanthropist, somebody who spent lots of money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different projects, and he will be asked, what did you do? And he will say, Allah, you gave me wealth and I spent it in your path to earn your pleasure. And it will be said to him, you are lying. You spent money so that you would be known as a charitable person, as a philanthropist, so that you can get name and fame as somebody who did this and this. And this happened. This was done. You got what you were looking for. Here there is nothing for you, and that person will be thrown into the hellfire. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the third person will be presented before Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, who was a mujahid, and he had died in battle. So, on the face of it, as far as the people were concerned, he was shaheed in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And the same question will be asked to him, what did you do? The man will say, that I fought in your path and I was martyred in your path. It will be said to him, you lied. You fought so that you will be known as a great warrior, and this happened. And your martyrdom is not martyrdom, your shahada is not shahada. You just died. And here there is nothing for you, and he will be thrown into the hellfire. I remind myself and you that sincerity is going to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Sincerity is what is in the heart. Sincerity is not what other people might see and say. You might find a person who is doing something and people are saying that this person is so sincere and dedicated, but you find that in his heart is something else. And vice versa, you might find that some people say about so-and-so, oh no, he is doing it only to show off. But that may not be the case. He might be very sincere. People have got a different and mistaken opinion. So forget the people. People's opinion is completely worthless, has no value whatsoever. What has value is the opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nothing is hidden. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim and so on, put this hadith as the first hadith, because everything depends on this. Sincerity is the foundation of all amal. Whatever we might say or do, the value of it is in the sincerity with which it is done. The value refers also to the value of that deed in this world. If you find that people who do things sincerely, only for the dedication that they have for the cause, you find that the effect of that is enormous. One of the finest examples, we may not like to look at it, but one of the finest examples of that is the work of the RSS in this country. For 90 years, for 100 years practically, people have individual people whose names even are not known. The Pracharaks who are, nobody even knows who they are. They lived and they died. And most of them, if not all of them, they did not even marry. They lived as bachelors. They lived on a pittance, lying and sleeping in some school classroom. Somebody's got a job as a teacher, somebody's got something. RSS pays them a little bit of money. And they lived and they died. Complete and total dedication and sincerity to their cause. And the results are there to see. I don't think I need to elaborate the results. The results are there to see, and Wallahu alam, biznillahi ta'ala, in the future the results look like they are going to be even more impressive, to use a neutral word. Now the point is that if we look at something, we see it and we still don't want to learn from it, nothing can be done. If you see the sincerity, if you look at anywhere in the world, take from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take from the seerah of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, take from any movement in the world which succeeded, at the root of it, at the foundation of it is sincerity. People have been sincere in what they did. They worked for the cause, they did not work for name and fame, they did not, have you ever heard of a leadership struggle in the RSS? In 100 years, no leadership struggle, complete and total discipline. How is it possible? They are also Indian. Have you heard of corruption in the RSS? I mean, seriously, we have to learn, right? We have to learn. We can't sit on this. We are living in this fantasy world where we believe that we are the greatest. If we were the greatest, we would have been ruling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, Qulillahumma malikal mulk. Tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha. Allah said very, very clearly, the world belongs to Allah, the country belongs to Allah, Allah gives it to who He wants. So there's no point in sitting and fooling ourselves. If we don't have it, it's because Allah has not given it to us. And Allah gives it to those who are sincere, whoever they might be. Whether we like it or not is immaterial. So very seriously we have to think about it. So sincerity is the foundation. Sincerity also, in the context of Islam, innama al-a'malu binniyat, sincerity also is the tawheed of the heart. The tawheed of the heart is sincerity, because without sincerity you have riya, and riya is shirk. So sincerity is the tawheed of the heart, which keeps the amal pure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves that I deliberately gave the example of RSS because here is somebody, here is an organization, or here are people who work in the organization, who are doing sincere work for the organization, not for Allah. They are not trying to please God. They are not doing it for Jannah. They are doing it sincere work for the organization. And as I mentioned, that's a really matter of ibrat, that the individual person, the actual pracharak, the actual worker of the RSS, he probably is never going to see success personally. He will not become a wealthy man, he will not become, you know, prime minister of the country or chief minister of a state and so on. Nothing will happen to him. His life will remain the way it is and he will die in that state. Yet he works. He does not slacken, his energy does not go down. He does not stand up and say, give me some money. Nothing. He works in anonymity. He's not asking for any name and fame. No Facebook posts. No Facebook likes. He works in anonymity and he dies in anonymity. Nobody even knows whether he lived or died. But because of his work, the organization's objectives are reached. And as I said, I mean, they have reached the absolute pinnacle of power. What more remains? And this happened, didn't happen overnight. It took a century. It took almost 100 years of continuous, dedicated effort by individual people who are nameless and who will remain nameless. And that is what gets results. We have in the history of the Muslims, we have examples like this. We are not short of examples. What we are short of is emulation. We are short of following those examples. We have enough and more examples. And I'm not going to sit here giving the examples because we know all of the examples. My point is here, unless any example is only as good as what is followed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best of examples, which is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah said very clearly, best example is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how come the life and the noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not shining in our lives? Yeah? Our big, really ajeeb, our big challenge for the Muslims is even to keep a beard. Are utta bhi nahi hota, phir kaya ki baat karte? Kya deen hai? फजर को नहीं आ सकते, नमाज को नहीं आ सकते. अजीब और गरीब चीज़ है. फर्ज चीज़ जो है, तो सीरियसली आई एम सेइंग, व्हाई डू वी कीप ऑन, पीपल टेल मी व्हाई डू ऑलवेज टॉक अबाउट द बियर्ड. जो सिंपलेस्ट थिंग इटसेल्फ वी डोंट डू, देन व्हाट इज द गुड ऑफ मी टॉकिंग अबाउट सम यू नो फलकी मसाइल व्हेन द फाउंडेशन इज नॉट देयर. बड़ी बात करके क्या फायदा है? सो सीरियसली वी हैव टू गेट रियल विद आवर लाइफ्स एंड से दैट लेट अस do what we know we should do. There is no rocket science. Whatever I say here is, there is not one single new thing in this. It's the same old thing. But that old thing, unless we practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked results to actions. That is all. You can talk till you die, nothing will happen. We have to work. We have to show results. We have to work. Even a small effort produces results. But no effort produces nothing. And that is a very, very important thing that I remind myself and you. So let us examine our own sincerity, because only we know and Allah knows. Let us examine our own sincerity. Let us correct our sincerity and our ikhlas and bring this ikhlas into all our actions and learn to work purely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for name, not for fame, not for people, you know, clapping and giving us this khitab and that khitab. No. Just simple work for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah al-musta'an, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us results like He has shown us in the past. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We ask Allah for barakah in the work. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ikhlas and niyyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us from sources that we could not imagine. We ask Allah to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.